This is WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. President Trump brings his 2020 re-election campaign to New Hampshire this weekend. The president hopes to make up ground on his presumptive Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, in the Granite State, while reassuring voters he has the coronavirus pandemic under control. We're joined this morning by Dante Scala, professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire, to talk about the president's visit. Good morning, professor, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're welcome, Bob. Good morning to you.
Professor, set the political scene in New Hampshire for us right now. Give us a state of play in New Hampshire with New Hampshire voters at this moment.
New Hampshire right now is behaving as it has for the past couple of decades. That is, as a bellwether. You look nationally, President Trump is trailing Joe Biden, often in the high single digits, and something similar is underway in New Hampshire. Joe Biden, in the most recent poll that I've seen taken last month, a couple weeks ago, showed Joe Biden ahead of Donald Trump by a comfortable margin.
So do you think New Hampshire is then in play for Trump this time around, or is not in play for Trump?
I think it's on the Trump campaign's list of states that could be in play come the fall. But I think the Trump campaign realizes that bellwethers aren't their biggest worry right now. Their worry right now is Republican-leaning states like Ohio that are in play because of the very adverse national political environment facing the president.
Strategically, how does this visit to New Hampshire help the president's reelection bid in New Hampshire?
I think the rally gives Republican activists a reason to believe. Right. They're fighting for offices up and down the ticket. Governor Sununu is looking to earn another 2 years in office. There's a U.S. Senate race. There are House races. Republican activists are needed to help with all of those races, and they want the base to be inspired and know that the president is still fighting. And I think that's a big reason for the rally, both locally, but then also nationally, because, of course, this rally will be nationally televised, I'm sure, and so forth.
President Trump has long used rallies as a way to energize both himself and his voting base. The first rally this election season in Tulsa, as we know, last month, fell relatively flat amid the pandemic. There was a low turnout. How do you think New Hampshire will react? Do you think his supporters in New Hampshire will turn out for him this weekend, or do you think people will once again stay away out of fear of the coronavirus?
I think there will be some caution about turning out, especially, you know, it's going to be outside, which is an advantage over having an indoor rally in terms of the coronavirus. But on the other hand, the weather is not supposed to cooperate this weekend. So depending on the timing and so forth, you know, people wait for hours and hours outside, and will they do it in the rain? Well, we've seen, I remember in, you know, back in the winter, right before the primary, people will wait in adverse conditions to see the president. We'll wait and see if they'll do it in these adverse circumstances.
All right, talk about the political situation in New Hampshire as it relates to the coronavirus. Many people around the country have been critical of the president's insistence that the economy and schools should fully reopen while the virus continues to surge in many places that are reopening. Fortunately, New Hampshire and Massachusetts are not in that situation right now. But how much work does the president need to do in New Hampshire to convince voters that he has the situation with the coronavirus and the economy under control?
I would say the president has a fair amount of work to do. I mean, it is true that New Hampshire is enjoying, you know, very low levels of coronavirus in terms of cases and hospitalizations, but the national news about the virus this summer has been anything but comforting. And I think a lot of New Hampshire residents tend to be looking over their shoulders. They're happy that the virus seems to be contained here, but they look at the news, they look at the number of cases, they look elsewhere and see what's happening. And they tend to draw a distinction, like we've seen with residents of other states, they draw a distinction between how their governor's handling the virus and how the president is. And New Hampshire voters tend to give Governor Chris Sununu high marks, but the president not so much.
The president is scheduled to be at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire airport tomorrow night. Dante Scala, professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire, thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. Thanks, Dante.
You're very welcome.